But Lund, who has access to legal documents on his case because he has acted as his own attorney, said an extradition warrant he studied stated that investigators had a witness who positively identified Lund as a man seen driving Cohen's Mustang the night of her death. Lund scoffs at such evidence, saying it will be unbelievable to a jury hearing the witness 9 years after the slaying. There is no possibility that someone is going to believe that somebody can remember something like that 9 years later, he said. According to police and court records, this is what happened April 27, 1982. Cohen had gone to the Holiday Inn to attend a self-help seminar with about 100 others. When the meeting ended about 10:30 p.m., Ruth Kilday, another woman who had attended, saw a man standing in the hallway outside the seminar room. She said the man followed her to the parking lot, where he approached her with a knife as she was opening her car door. Kilday was able to jump in the car and began honking its horn to signal that she needed help. The man ran, and she started her car and attempted to follow. But the man ran into the hotel's underground garage, and Kilday gave up the pursuit. Authorities said Cohen had parked in the garage, and they believe that when she returned to her car, she encountered the man who ran from Kilday. "I think he stalked her like he stalked the other victim," Rabichaud said. Cohen was reported missing the next day. Her car, with her body in the trunk, was not found until a North Hollywood resident saw it in an alley and recognized it from media reports about the woman's disappearance. Meanwhile, police had issued a drawing of the suspect made with the help of Kilday. A week later, Lund was arrested in North Hollywood when a police officer saw him in a stolen Corvette. Lund gave the name John Robert Baker, and he immediately became a suspect in the Cohen and Kilday cases, because of his likeness to the drawing of the suspect. Although Police Chief Darrell F. Gates labeled Baker Lund a very likely suspect at the time, prosecutors charged Lund only with the auto theft and the assault on Kilday because there was insufficient evidence linking him to Cohen. After his arrest, Lund claimed that he was at a West Los Angeles gas station at 11 p.m. the night of the attack on Kilday, making it impossible for him to have been in Burbank. But during a 1983 trial, he was identified by Kilday as her attacker and convicted of assault with a deadly weapon and auto theft. He was sentenced to 4 years in prison and released in 1986. The Cohen murder case languished until a chance occurrence in 1990. A detective working on another murder case ran a routine check on the department's hitman for Homicide Information Tracking Management Automation Network computer, looking for similar slayings.